expense, I understand that a lot of teams run kind of a zone blocking scheme, but it seems to be one of the hallmarks of this Baltimore offensive line. They do a lot of it. What are some of the challenges you're talking about facing a zone blocking scheme as opposed to facing a team that's got more of a traditional set?
I mean, first thing you have to deal with is a lot of cut blocks. Facing a team like this is the cut blocks, and then also they play action pass look the same exact way. And so that's probably one of the hardest things to figure out during the course of the play is if it's a boot or is it a run. And they make it look exactly the same. So that's a credit to them. So we want to do a real good job of actually understanding and doing our job and just going through all of our film work, what we saw in film, and trusting our techniques. But it's going to be challenging. It's always challenging to face a team that run this type of offense just because there's so many things that they can do off of it with the cut blocks, with a play action pass, with, you know, trying to get the ball vertical, not knowing where the running back's going to cut. So it gives their offense a lot of different areas that they can actually create lanes up front. So we got to do a real good job up front of just playing good technique, and hopefully that'll be good enough.
Vince, facing Justin Forsett, is it his production, is it off the zone blocking scheme, or is it him as a good running?
I think it's both. I think sometimes you see that you think guys actually have him tackled, and he spurt out of the pack. And I think their offensive line do a real good job. So I think they do a real good job as an offense up front with the tight ends and blocking downfield and the running back, being able to see those holes and see where he can crease you at. So they do a real good job of working together. I think that's how this offense is built. If they all work together, which they have been doing, they've been very successful running the football. So that's something they want to do. That's something that they've been doing very well. So I don't think they'll change this week just because of they coming to face us. So we have our hands full. You know, it's a challenge for us, but at the same time, we welcome the challenge.
Is he different than any running back they've had in the past? He doesn't seem, I guess as big or as powerful. Like you said, he's more like he can square down. He's a little bit quicker.
For one point, Ray Rice was a pretty good all-around back. But I think for what they're trying to do right now, he's probably the best for that team with what he's done, what he's been doing. With the zone running and stretch zone, catching the ball out the backfield, you name it, blitz pickup. So for what they want to do, I think he fit this, you know, their scheme perfectly, and it's shown.
Hey, Vince, how much do you have to be aware of Joe Flacco's mobility on center?
You have to always be, worry about it. He don't run much, but when he do, he has some pretty good speed where he can outrun most defensive line, especially our defensive line. So we have to do a real good job up front of just making sure we have him contained, understand where he at. He's been playing good football. He played great football in the postseason. So we understand this team coming in very confident. They won a game last week, so they already have a game up under their belt in the playoffs this year. So they've came here and played well before. So we understand that they're going to be riding high coming into this ball game. So we're going to have to be able to match that intensity. Being our first game in the playoffs this year, we have to be ready to go from the first snap. I don't care if it's offense, defense, whoever take the field, we have to be ready to go because they're going to be ready to go.
Hey, Vince, we haven't talked to you in a little bit here, but in light of the way the season ended for you last year, what did it mean to you to not only play in all 16 games this year, but also to take on a heavy workload in each of those games?
I'm a football player, and I always say that. So I wasn't surprised that I can play and be effective at this level. Health was never an issue with me this year, thinking about it. My goal was just getting back on this team and helping my teammates win. And we've done a lot of that around here. So I'm just fortunate and grateful to be playing in another postseason game this week coming up. You know, that's always been my goal, to get back and help my teammate win. And that's how I approach this season.
Vince, so many of you guys in the course of the 10, 12 years have not only made your reputation in the regular season, but during the postseason as well, sort of building your legacy, if you will. How important is it for Chandler Jones, do you think, to break out and become the player that he's been at times during the regular season, but he's never quite shown it in the postseason, be it health or whatever, other reasons?
I mean, I think it's important for all of us. You know, been playing the game for as long as I've been playing. You want to be playing your best football now. Every player, every guy that scrapped on his helmet this year, you want to be playing at your highest level now. It don't matter what you've done before this season, you know, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, this season. It really doesn't matter. I think everybody starting fresh now. You lose, you go home. It's no game planning. And then, you know, if you lose this game, it's no game planning for next week. And I think we have to really understand that to be successful. So this game's going to give you what you give it. You know, whatever you put into this game is going to give it to you back. You can't shortcut anything, especially around this time of year. Every team you face is a good football team. Seems like Baltimore Ravens is a division opponent. We play them so much. So they know us. We know them. So it's going to be one of those tough old-school football games, I feel. Game that's going to have to be played in the trenches, up front, offense and defensive line. We have to do a real good job to be successful. But, you know, you have to be playing at your highest level, no matter who you are at this point in the year, if you want to be successful.
Vince, you've played in many cold weather games before, so I know this isn't totally off the board. But what do you do in a cold weather game? Do you go long sleeve, short sleeve?
No. Do what I've been doing for 11 years. Go out there like I'm playing in 80 degrees. I'm a big believer. I'm not playing the weather. So I'm not going to switch my routine up just because of what's going on outside. Deal with it. I think at that point in the game, I don't care if it's, you know, -2 or 98, you have to be able to play that football game. And the more you can just focus on your opponent and everything else, just block it out, the better you'll be, the more successful you'll be. So I'm not going to change much going into this game.
Have you ever had a game where you went out there like that and said, this was stupid? Why did I?
No. Never. Never. And I tell you what, when it get close to the end of the game, I'm ready to get inside. I won't lie about you that. But during the course of the game, you know, with the heated benches and going on and off the field and moving around, as a player, you really don't feel that coldness. You'd be so focused. You'd be so pumped up, and by the time, you know, you get a chance to feel it, you're on the sideline sitting on heated benches. So it's never, for me, it's never a problem, and I'm not trying to make it a problem. So
it feels good, though,
man. I feel awesome. It feels awesome at the end.
How much do you trust the guys that have developed behind you, namely Dante and Jamie, and their growth in this defense and what you guys try to do as a unit? How much has your trust grown throughout the season?
It's at an all-time high with these guys. And that's one of the things that we try to preach around here. No matter what happens, if your number's called, you got to be ready to play. And those guys, them have been called, you know, last year and this year, this season, and they stepped up. They stepped up. So it's not hard for me to sit back and say, you know what, I know they're going to be where they need to be. I know they're going to put us in the right situation. They understand the game. They understand the game plan. They understand what the offense is trying to do to us. So it makes our jobs a lot easier up front to understand that everybody that's on that field at that moment, we trust them. So without trust, you know, you have a lot of problems. And I think I've been so fortunate to have been around this organization and this ball club for a while that the times we had those issues, we had problems. But now it's been like with the guys that came in, whether it's drafted or free agents or whatever it may be, they come in, they pick it up, and we have no issues. So it says a lot about that player as an individual and the system that we have in place, the coaching staff, how they get us prepared, ready to play. So it says a lot about it. It's a team effort. It's definitely a team effort. But at the same time, at the end of the day, when we take that field, we trust one another. And I think the good teams, they do that. They don't panic. No matter how good you are or how, you know, how bad you're sucking, you know, you stick together and you just ride it out. And I think we had our course over the year where we had to do some of those things, and we rallied together as a team. And I think that's what a good football team does.
Last question for Vince.
Vince, how valuable was that bye week for you after 16 games, and how do you kind of balance wanting to rest and recover with still wanting to stay sharp?
I mean, it's easy. You come in, you know, Bill get us in here, and we got some stuff done that we needed to do. I think it took the stress level off not preparing for a game, but at the same time preparing for things that we might need to do down the road or what makes us better as a team. And that practice, we had you know, good days of practice where it was very competitive. Nobody was complaining. You know, we had fun. We got some good work done. So I think that helped our ball club. But at the same time, you know, just to get out and just do some things, move around and stay kind of sharp, like you said, I think that was the best thing for the team. Instead of sit out, you know, for 7 days and talk about coming back to work this week and then you're sluggish, then you have to take 2 days to get back going. And before you know it, you're in the middle of the week playing on Saturday. And then now you're looking at the end of the week saying, man, we blew that chance. So I think we've done a great job with last week, with the bye week, approaching it, how we approached it, getting a chance to get a little rest and get off our feet and then come back to work ready to go. So it's going to be everything for us. We have to put everything we have in one basket, and hopefully it's good enough. If it's not good enough, we have to find something before it's too late. But I'm very confident in this group. I'm very confident in the team. I'm confident in what we've done. I'm confident in what we're doing. So we just have to be able to execute at a high level come Saturday. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be a blowout. It's playoff football. It's going to be a tough fought football game. That's going to take 60 minutes. Who knows, might be more than that. But we have to be prepared to play for however long it's going to take to walk away with a W. But it's going to be tough. All right.